So welcome to day two for this retreat, appreciating your strong practice energy, accompanied and supported by our strong sunny day, enlightenment surrounding our every move. I thought that today I would balance out a little bit of what I was talking about yesterday. Yesterday there was talk of dancing, there was talk of holding hands. I want to switch to a little different flavor of talking about practice today. And this I'm going to read from Swampland Flowers a little bit. This is going to be our book of choice that we'll explore in our reinstating our book club in February. So this will give you a taste if you haven't read any of it before. And this is what I'm going to read from is a letter that he has written to Elder Tai, whoever that is. And the title of the letter is Be Thoroughgoing. Now that you have taken up this affair, you must steadfastly make yourself thoroughgoing and sit upright in a room with what you've truly experienced and awakened to in the course of your life. It's like crossing a bridge made of a single plank, carrying a 200-pound burden. If your hands and feet slip, you can't even preserve your own life, much less save others. An ancient worthy said, "This affair is like an old man of 80 taking the stage. How could it be child's play?" In other words, it's not. Another ancient worthy said, "If I propagated the teaching of the school the same way all the time, the weeds in front of the Dharma hall would be 10 feet deep. Better have someone check the courtyard." When monks come seeking the path, Mu Cho would say, "An obvious case, I forgive you, 30 blows. You human being, you." Wu Ye of Feng Yang told questioners, "No false thinking." That was his teaching. Okay. Whenever Lu Tzu saw a monk enter the gate, he would immediately turn around and sit facing the wall. When helping others, you must not dim this style. Only then do you not lose the meaning of this school which has come down from antiquity. So towards the second half of this letter, he's talking about the vitality of this practice. And if you don't maintain the vitality, the originality, the creativity of not only the teaching being taught, but the teaching being received. If you don't maintain that original, in every sense of the word, original seat, then Zen is dead in the water. And so it comes back again to the beginning of this letter when he is advising this older student, be thoroughgoing. Be thoroughgoing. So, yesterday while I talked about the wonderful support of Sangha, of community, and that in all our quirky variability, we can support each other and find our way. Bottom line, we have to do the work. Bottom line, we are able to do the work. This was the incredibly unique thing about Zen, or Buddhism itself, actually. We don't need any intermediaries. We don't need special privileges. You know. But we have to show up and do the work. And it's like crossing a bridge on a narrow plank carrying a 200-pound weight. I can picturing the Chinese style with the cross beam and then two pails. My husband, when he was young, he had a very hard life growing up during the Cultural Revolution in China. And he did exactly that. He carried 200-pound weights on his shoulder, back and forth, back and forth, in Manchuria during the Cultural Revolution. And, you know, he described the condition of people around him. They were all teenagers. Again, teenagers. This is the other side of that, you know, what it means to be a young person in the Dharma. And we might as well just all consider ourselves out there. Yeah. We're young in the Dharma. Having beginner's mind, we are only just beginning. Anyway, he described the condition of his fellow sufferers, his companions on this path, carrying this 200-pound burden. What were they doing? They were dismantling a mountain and moving it over there. No purpose, no meaning, not fair, not right. So he said very simply, some people died, some people committed suicide, and some people got wise. Wise, kind of woke up. The one I got, obviously. So, to practice Zen, you know, most of you have heard of metaphors like that, as if your hair were on fire, or as if you were going to die tomorrow. All of those are painting a kind of extreme picture. And yet, we do have to find a way within ourselves to be thoroughgoing without grasping. Very interesting dynamic. So, if you are sitting in meditation, this is grasping. You're not walking. One of the things that, we've heard about or seen pictures of those high wire walkers, tightrope walkers. The guy who walked across from one tower to another in New York. And he just kind of lounges there. Incredible chasm below him. So I was fascinated by this. I was fascinated by, I watched a documentary about how people who do this high wire walking, how do they train, how do they do it? And you have to be relaxed. You have to be at ease. And guess what? Incredibly focused. Incredibly focused and relaxed. Loose. Open. You think about that pole that they use for balancing sometimes. And in my mind, I think of that pole, that balance, that broad balance, space, is our spacious awareness, that coordinate of our spacious awareness. Relaxed, resting, 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 underline, 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 resting and open. We can observe our bodies to check that periodically during meditation. Are we starting to cave in, clench up? Are we starting to fall asleep, you know, going the other way? So we can observe and find just that sweet spot where we're relaxed. That's one coordinate. The other is that vivid, sharp attention. One way of framing that might be the question that we have grown up with in our tradition. What is this? Bringing it to a sharp, immediate point. If you are thinking about the question, that's the wrong place. In other words, repeating it like a mantra is deadening the question. Or analyzing it is missing the question. Also, if you start to particularize, if that's a word, what it is. All right, I'm sitting in meditation, so I hear the sound of the highway, wherever it is, and therefore that's it. No. So this is grasping, picking, and choosing. Not separating out particular things. Oh, thought arising about what I'm going to cook tomorrow. That is it. No. Oh, next, what is it? You know, et cetera, et cetera. Not that, not that. So what is it? Resting, again, in openness to a before-thinking mind. That pole. Walking across that narrow plank of that question. What is it? Mind, body, fall away. Become one. Sometimes every word I say, I am sure, is a complete mistake. So preemptively or post-talk, please forgive me. It's like leading you into the weeds in some way to open my mouth at all. And yet, I see that I just want to offer encouragement. We talk about what is it, what are the qualities of teaching. I think one large part is just to be a cheerleader. Yay. Go for it. Keep on. Another way is to be a park ranger. Don't go over there. That is quicksand. That is a cliff. Huh. The word part of, you know, the sutras, the teachings, these are like little guideposts. I don't know, is there any other part to teaching than cheerleading and forest ranger? Maybe it's just my job as student, watching where I put my feet on that plank. You know, walking the road myself, doing it myself. I think one of the first things that inspired me about meeting Zen Master Sung San back in the 70s was just seeing his vivid way of being. I don't know how to describe it exactly, but we've seen it among all of our friends and family in one way or another. So, you know, it's special, it's not special. But there are those moments when we have. But when I met Sung San and just saw that energy of presence. It was inspiring. And then when he spoke, he just said the same words essentially over and over and over and over and over again. So I'm just offering my words to take up space where you can move around and you don't have to worry about your back for a little while. That's maybe that's the real benefit of this talk. The true and secret benefit of my words. But I think I'm running out of them, so I'll leave it to you to do the rest. To wake up, enjoy the light, and help others. 10,000 years, nonstop.